You're listening to SBS News.
When Sydney mother Alexandra Parker read about Jenny Morrison's struggles with postnatal depression, she felt for the Prime Minister's wife. Earlier this year, Miss Morrison spoke about her life after giving birth to her two girls, describing how she was able to overcome postnatal depression with the help of friends and family. Miss Parker also knows what it's like to struggle with mental health during such a crucial time with a new baby. But unlike Jenny Morrison, Alexandra Parker didn't have any support from family while in the grips of postnatal depression. That's because her application to bring her parents to Australia from the United Kingdom was denied after she gave birth, despite her providing supporting letters from doctors and counsellors. When it comes to travel exemptions, authorities don't deem parents to be immediate family. Ms. Parker's request has now been rejected three times. She says while she felt heartbroken for Ms. Morrison, many women like her are struggling without loved ones.
Of course, it made me empathetic to her. Anyone who's been through perinatal depression and anxiety, my heart goes out to them. But in the article where she got interviewed, the first thing she said with combating this mental illness was having that support system. So having your family there, and she said doctors, friends, that is so crucial in the recovery of, it's a treatable illness, and by having your family there, it really does help support women and men get through this mental illness.
The mother of two says her post-birth experience of debilitating depression and anxiety would have been much different had her mother been around to support her. And she's critical of why her case is not considered under compassionate grounds.
Just soul-destroying. I just cannot believe the government believe like mental illness is not a compassionate reason. My parents are both fully vaccinated. They would spend their time in quarantine. They would do everything they can to mitigate the potential risk they would impose. And still, that's not a compelling reason for them to be here to help support myself and my children.
She's not the only one who's been rejected. Event planner Nicole Mednick had her application to bring her mum to Australia also pushed back, despite needing her mother to support her after the stillbirth of her first child.
It was the hardest thing I've ever had to go through in my life. I feel lost, I feel vulnerable, I'm so heartbroken. I feel like my world is just shattered into pieces. The pain is never going to go away. But having my mum here will provide me the biggest support and comfort that I need and help me get by in my day-to-day life.
Perinatal Anxiety and Depression Australia, or PANDA, says the pandemic has led to a doubling in the calls it's received in the past 18 months. Every month now, it receives on average 3,200 calls for help via SMS, messages and phone calls, compared to 1,700 pre-COVID. Chief Executive Julie Borkenhoff says for many people, not being able to have family around them in this time has increased their mental vulnerability and distress.
We know that for some callers, they've expressed that not having the complexity and obligation of family around them at a time is, you know, a relief for them. But we know that for many people, not being able to have their family with them through this period has really disrupted and increased their mental vulnerability and distress. We know that there are people that are calling our helpline who have had a history of perinatal anxiety or depression and now having their second or third babies, you know, and are really falling apart as a result of not being able to have parents there. At PANDA, we're not able to, track the number of people who necessarily identify as being impacted by border closures because we meet people where they are, and quite often those calls are focused on other things other than just the triggers for them. But ultimately, we know that there are a number of callers, and we've had some really distressed people ringing us who, you know, haven't been able to bring back family from India, or who are here isolated and their husbands are also, you know, out of the country and not able to get back in as a result of COVID in the early stages.
As someone with a history of anxiety, New South Wales Central Coast resident Madeline Hull is one of those who knew she needed help early. She applied early for her parents to come from the UK to help her with her first baby, but received a rejection reply within 45 minutes of applying. Ms. Hull suffered a traumatic birth and felt unsupported after being discharged from hospital within a few hours.
But not having my mum there, it broke me. It completely broke me. I needed my mum to hold my hand. I needed my mum to give me a hug. I needed my mum to show me how to change diaper and tell me it's going to be okay. And I don't have that. I'm never going to have that. Have that experience of having your mum there. There's nothing like that. So not having her with me was a major trigger for me to get postnatal depression, as I rely so heavily on her for my emotional support.
Ms. Hull has written an open letter to Ms. Morrison, pleading for the Prime Minister's wife to listen to the stories of so many mothers who've had similar experiences.
The Prime Minister and his wife have acknowledged how important family is during that postpartum period. Jenny Morrison's admitted that she was lucky to have such amazing friends and family around her to support her during that time. However, this has been denied to me. It's been denied to so many women across Australia.
SBS News has sought comment from the Prime Minister's Office and the Department of Home Affairs. Rashida Yousafzai, SBS News.